Free beer, hot wings, Steve, Kelly, and Maitland. Let's take a quiz. Okay?
Yeah.
This is all questions that are taken from fifth grade curriculum.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Okay? Keep track of your score.
So we're not shouting out answers, or are we?
Not shout out answers. I will check your answer once everybody has had time.
Okay.
All right?
Sounds good.
Number one, what is the name of the pig in Charlotte's Web? Do you want the multiple choice?
No. Mm-mm. Got it.
I got it.
Okay. Maitland.
Wilbur.
Howings.
Wilbur.
Kelly.
I put pig.
Pig. Steve.
I put Wilbur.
Tommy?
Wilbur.
Wilbur is correct.
Well, the only reason I know that is because it was a question on either Trivia or Minute of Mayhem in the last week or two.
Number two, 4/5 minus 2/3 equals.
Don't make us do fractions.
I know it, right?
Do you have paper? Can you give me a post-it note? 4/5 minus 2/3, you said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always hate this.
4/5 minus 2/3.
I haven't done that in a while.
Still working on it?
I think I got it.
You do?
I think.
Okay. I mean, I could give you the multiple choices as long as you all agree.
No.
Okay. You don't want it because you think you got it without it, right?
Well, I didn't want it last time either. I like wondering if I can just do it without any choices.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Hold on.
Common denominator.
All right, let's get your answers. Tommy.
2/15.
Maitland.
1/6.
Hot wings.
I don't know.
Wait, yeah, I just realized I did this wrong. Wait.
Kelly.
Okay. I think it's, is it one? I don't know.
One?
I don't know.
Okay.
So I had zero.
2/15.
2/15 is
yes,
correct.
Steve!
Okay.
I was doing it right. I just, math takes me so long.
Yeah. You got to find the common denominator, which is 15. So 4/5 equals 12/15 minus 2/3, which equals 10/15. So 12 minus 10 is 2. 2/15.
See, my problem was I forgot about 15 and my common denominator was 30.
Oh,
so a little higher.
I was doing it, but I needed more time to divide it again.
All right, here we go. Question number three. What is Newton's first law of motion?
Oh, easy.
Oh,
okay.
Man. Okay, well.
We have to get the wording perfectly.
No, you do not. Okay. You have to get the idea of it perfectly. Who's ready?
Me.
Got it.
Steve's very confident on this one. Tommy was too. Maitland, confident?
Yeah.
Howings?
I mean, I don't know if it's the first one. It's one of them.
All right. Howings, go first.
An object in motion tends to stay in motion.
Maitland?
I have anything in motion stays in motion.
Kelly?
An object in motion stays in motion.
Steve?
An object in motion tends to stay in motion until acted on by another force.
Tommy?
Yeah, an object in motion stays in motion unless acted on by an outside force.
Tommy and Steve get it correct.
Yes!
The rest of you were half correct.
Kind
of
half.
Also, an object at rest would also remain without an outside force. Well done to the two of you. For the record, the other three of you, I was going to give you that until they said the more correct answer, and then it felt unfair.
Well, that's the thing, too. Once you say it out loud, it's like, well, an object in motion stays in motion. Yes, but also until it's bothered by something. But I didn't think about it. I was like, this all just sounds so questionable for me right now.
How many you got so far, mate?
1.5.
How do you have 1.5?
Because you said we were half right.
Yeah, you just gave us
I didn't
half
give
a point.
You a half point. I just said you were half right, which is not full right. 0 points for that one. So you have 1. Tommy?
I got 3.
Wow, hot wings.
1.
Kelly?
A half.
You don't have a half. Steve?
3.
Okay. Columbus is the capital of what state? Everybody got it?
Yeah.
Everybody has an answer?
Yeah.
Ohio?
Maitland?
Ohio.
Ohio.
Howings?
Ohio.
Ohio.
Correct. Everybody's got that one. What do you call an animal with a backbone?
Got it.
Oh, Steve's on fire now.
Smartest fifth grader there is.
Tommy?
Oh, I said vertebrae.
Maitland?
I said vertebrate.
Yeah.
Howings?
Vertebrate.
Kelly?
I'm being truthful. I said vertebrae.
Steve?
Vertebrate.
Vertebrate.
Oh.
Maitland, hot wings, and Steve get it. Kelly and Tommy doink off the upright. Theodore Roosevelt was the blank president of the United States. I'm going to give you the choices on this one.
Oh, that's impossible.
Boy.
Right? I mean, the only one anyone knows is Washington and the current one.
Yeah. And Lincoln. Wasn't Lincoln the 16th?
Yes. That's all we know.
I'm gonna, I wrote down my number before multiple choice just to see if I have it.
Me too.
Because I think I know.
Theodore Roosevelt is the 25th, 26th, or 27th president of the United States.
All right. Well,
I would have guessed in the mid-20s, so.
Weren't you hoping for it to be like 3rd, 43rd, and something else?
I was actually a little too high.
I was like, I'll know it if you break it down like that, but then you hit us with 25, 26, 27. I'm like, dang it.
Brutal. Steve.
25th.
Kelly.
Same thing, 25.
Howings.
27.
Maitland.
26.
Tommy.
Yeah, I said 25th.
He is the 26th president of the United States.
I guess 24, so I just went up one. Dang it.
You're going to love this one. Define free market economics.
They don't
don't teach this to fifth graders, do they?
Hot wings, our whole system is based on this, sort of.
say it again.
Define free market economics.
Okay,
he says.
Oh, got it.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
This is the...
I'll tell you, you all know who's going first on this one, right?
Sign me up for a speech at Harvard. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to teach.
You'll probably be the next chairman of the Fed,
probably.
Steve. Tommy, define free market economics.
Oh, man. I just put open competition between businesses.
Maitland?
I said, anyone can have ideas and products and sell them to make money.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay. Hot wings?
I said supply and demand determine the price of goods through public companies.
Kelly?
I said that's a big, big warehouse of Amazon returns that are definitely scams people pulled on Amazon, but other people just get to have them for free.
Good answer, Steve.
But people can buy and sell whatever they want.
I'm giving Hot Wings the point. The correct answer, an economic system based on supply and demand with little or no government control.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Until it starts to hurt the voting blocks that are most effective for either
party. Sure, right.
Yeah. I'm going to take half.
Government control. Then you're not getting half. No one's getting half for anything.
Can I get a creative point?
Oh, you definitely get a creative point.
Yes, I got one.
Can you get 2/15 of a point?
Yeah.
Only if you got the math one right.
I did.
Okay. What type of rocks are formed when magma cools and solidifies?
Oh, this one.
Mm-hmm. Very confident?
Yeah.
Steve doesn't seem as confident.
I'm really upset at myself.
I was until I thought of one of the other ones.
What type of rocks are formed when magma cools and solidifies? Kelly's first.
Lava rocks.
Steve.
Metamorphic.
Hot wings.
Igneous.
Maitland.
Igneous.
Tommy.
Igneous.
What are metamorphic? What are they?
Those
are
formed
from?
By like pressure.
I was like, I'm going to see if I can do this without multiple choice. I'm realizing I need multiple choice just to be able to kind of make an educated guess.
What are the scores so far? Steve.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Kelly.
I have 2.5, one being a creative point.
You have 1 is what you have. Hot wings.
5.
Maitland.
5.
Tommy.
Got 5 2/15.
Okay. I take it back. Kelly, you have 2.
Yeah, thank you. I laughed
at your creative point. That's worth a smart point. What is 8 times 7?
Got it. Yes.
No one can get this wrong. You can't get this wrong.
Hold on.
You'd be surprised.
I will be.
It's been a while since I did times tables.
Okay. Tommy.
Dude, oh gosh, I wasn't done yet. 58?
Maitland.
56?
No!
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. 56.
Yeah. Kelly.
56.
It's
56.
I was a little concerned for a second.
What do you mean you weren't done yet?
He hadn't subtracted the 2/15.
I was
Were you? Yeah, you lose 2/15 for that one.
No.
Were you literally going 8 plus 8 is 16, plus 8 is 24? Is that what you were doing?
8 times 8 is 64, and then I started counting down, and I got to 58 for the time you asked me a question.
I thought a strange way to get there.
Well, everybody needs their benchmarks.
I saw your shoes fly up in the air. How many bones are in an adult human body? Your dad's, not your mom's.
Damn it.
Can we be like within 20?
Sure, but you only get a point if you get it correct.
Okay.
Is there multiple choice?
Yeah.
Don't need it.
I feel like I'm getting bones and piano keys mixed up.
They're basically the same.
Oh, no.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, they're almost the same.
Maitland, I would have given you the choices if everybody wanted them, but you didn't seem to get any groundswell of support on that. Hot Wings.
I think it's 206.
Kelly?
God, I wish I'd sat next to Hot Wings and cheated in class. 180.
Okay. Steve?
220.
Maitland?
226.
Tommy?
You said 304?
I mean, if you fall down a mountain.
They got blue.
Then you might,
206 is the
correct. Yeah. So I get a point for that, right?
No, you don't get a point.
I said
you could be within 20, but you only get a point if you're right. You weren't right.
Yeah, you're wrong.
He's correctly within 20.
He's wrong.
Neat. Congratulations. Yeah. You get a congratulations point, which is redeemable for nothing.
That was tricky what you did.
No, it wasn't. I think everyone knew I wasn't giving you anything.
Well, you can look at it the way that he scored the one about Newton. I was going to get a point for that until you extended the sentence, and then I didn't, and you didn't hear me bitching about it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to take a Newton side point for that.
Okay.
Your Newton side point?
Mm-hmm. What do you call animals that eat only plants?
Losers.
Lame.
Stupid, annoying vegans.
Wait, what was the question?
What do you call animals that only eat plants?
Oh,
I actually gave myself a point without answering it.
Very confident.
I know.
Tommy.
Herbivore.
Maitland.
Herbivores.
How makes herbivore?
Ellie. Herbivores.
Herbivores.
All correct. What are the final scores, Steve?
Two, 7.
Kelly.
Not enough to make me feel good about myself.
How makes 8. Maitland.
7.
Tommy.
I got 6. I really choked at the end.
Yeah, once it gets all the way to the end, that's when it's the longest in there. So
yeah, it's easiest to choke on that.
All right.